got a name, go go dance, fall back. Talking little things, talk sound like angels. Sing. She brought his medicine when she saw her laying on the floor. Banjo kind of blues, kind that soaks up on me. Go maybe dance, go slip right out those underpants. What? She brought his medicine when he saw her laying on the floor. Banjo and silver, keep it free, rock and roll and country. Banjo and silver, keep it free.
It's WRSUFM New Brunswick, New Jersey. New music, it's Overnight Sensations, 2 hours dedicated to nothing.
But local music.
We just heard music from the Believers in Things, Heavy Love, Banjo and Silva by the Afterbangs before that. And now we've got the Filthy Three. Thank you for coming up tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, good. I'm glad. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Tony. Great. I play drums and sweat.
I'm Tony. I play guitar and sweat.
And I'm Pete.
Sweater as well.
I am handsome, though, yes.
Yes, he's the handsome one of us. We were almost called the Ugly Three, but Pete joined the band. Me and Tony are ugly enough to be called the Ugly Three as a duo. It was very, actually,
it's just that much that there's
the
two
amount
units.
Of names we went through to arrive at the Filthy Three is just too long for the next 45 minutes. But I had some great names, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, none of them could probably be said on the radio either.
Someone could be.
Filthy Three seem to just stick.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, we got some flack. Well, you know, there's a Dirty Three, like, we don't care, we're Jersey, we're filthy. You know, so.
And so I'm totally different from them anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not going to be confusion in the marketplace, I don't think.
Yeah. Yes. The marketplace, though. Yes. There's a concept to laugh at.
Yeah, I know.
This is the year 2010, right?
Yep.
So, actually, you know, well, you know, in this day and age, I mean, you got to take it and love it for when you're playing it, just like we did in there.
Yeah.
The chances of making it these days is slim, unless you're selling commercials, you know, which is actually would be great to do, but this, I don't think it's too. I don't think Tide's going to be calling us for
Tide. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Well, maybe you might have to change the name of the band after. Yeah, it might have to be like a before.
Maybe these biodiesel things can might pick my diesel down. Yeah, not realize what it's actually about. Right, yeah. You know.
Might have to be some kind of before and after thing.
Exactly.
Some real
exactly.
High concept.
I like that, actually.
Sure.
All right, let's get it going. Let's get the wheels in motion.
Yeah, we'll get on that.
All right, so yeah, where have we seen you play recently?
Well, we've had some decent gigs considering that we've only been playing out the last maybe 2 months.
Really?
We opened for our first gig actually was at the Court Tavern to Nobody because it snowed that night. It was a Brighton gig north, but it was the Court Tavern. But we drew absolutely nobody. It was Jack and Larry. It was us and I owe you nothing. I've no way what amount of cards it was. So basically. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
The other gigs, like you said, we've been around for about 2 months.
Yeah, so the other gigs went well. I just wanted to put that up front so the rest of the
start.
Like,
that was a big starting block.
Yeah, we opened for Eddie Spaghetti, who
oh cool.
Yeah, was as hard steel as a prick, as they say. Yeah. But it was good. It was at the Lanes. It was a good punk rock show. Mm-hmm. We had technical problems, so really added to the punk attitude. But you see, this is what's good about this band, though. Actually, is I mean, Pete and Tony have been around. For probably what you guys been playing together for a decade, right? With the extras.
Yeah, O3 and we started for sure. Okay.
I mean, these guys here are like practically icons between the list of bands they've been in, Dodgeball and Hogan's Heroes, OS101. You know, so we can carry that. We can carry Straight Ahead, Straight Ahead Rock as well. Yeah. We opened the guitar show at Brookdale at 10 a.m. Nice. 10 a.m. in the morning.
Valentine's Day.
These guys played a party with Sugar High 4 a.m. the night before. And
yeah, we're out in Trent. We're home about 4 o'clock.
I got locked in a pharmacist closet the night before, I think. And, yeah, we showed up.
We're setting up. Tony comes rolling in. But, I haven't slept yet, so let's go.
Yeah, the best part, I get there, Jeff Raspy's all, he's very nervous, and he's like, well, they said that they talked to you, so everything was good. So, yeah. It's really good to have guys will understand, like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, but it's low maintenance. We carry a light, just basically, yeah. Amps and chords and our instruments. And then we opened for Black 47. That was probably our best show.
At the Pony.
Nice. Yeah, we had a decent crowd out. I had actually people who knew me from doing, you know, the acoustic stuff in Asbury telling me I should burn my guitar. People who didn't know that I could play electric guitar were like, I had one guy who I've known, casually, but he would mug me when I got off the stage. Turned out he was like a burglar garager. He's like, oh my God, dude. It's like, most people noodle, but you cook. So that was,
you know,
that was
the first time, the same thing, like everyone else, I saw Tony playing acoustic for years.
Yep.
I saw him play his first electric show at the Saint, and that's the same thing that happened to me, and my like eyes popped out of my head. I'm like, I had no idea this was happening.
See, when you're an old guy like me, when you're reaching the half-century mark, you got to keep things up your sleeve. Yeah. Next year, it's accordion, man. Oh, no. I'm learning accordion this year. So,
nice.
But seriously, though, you got to, you know, I find it's best to change it up. And really, you know, back to what we were saying before as far as mark placement. I really have no. I have a great job. It would take like an amazing amount for me to actually consider anything other than what I do for a living. When you start making this, when you start making music work, it sort of loses some of its appeal. So I like to just mix it up, change some things. But guitar is what I've been doing for the longest.
Yep.
So it's definitely nice to whip it out again.
It seems like it's gelling pretty good considering we've only been playing together like in this three-piece, like for what, 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, we've had a couple practices, and actually, you know, we tried getting together a couple months ago with some of my tunes, and it didn't quite work because I was trying to force my, you know, the song. Pete, and by the way, Pete's an amazing, amazing songwriter. Pete is truly like Ray Davies of Ray Davies. I'm almost ready to kill Ray Davies just so I can call Pete reincarnation of Ray Davies. He keeps things like that simple, common. It's hard to write songs with common language and still have an impact. But anyway, so I brought some tunes a couple months ago and just didn't quite work because I was listening to tunes away in my head, and we got together the first time. We said, you know what? We're going to just make it heavy. We're just going to play riff-oriented stuff. I realized that if I brought the tunes and just, we're obviously co-writing, switching off singing, and we're bringing unfinished songs, but giving into the will of song, I decided, you know, I'm going to bring songs and let these guys learn them the way they want to play them and pretend like I'm just coming and joining them. And
it's like a whole new band.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm just coming to sing with them, and that just clicked instantly like that, and we really found it. And we got a pretty decent sound. It's honest, for sure.
Definitely.
We can do whatever we want because we really don't care, which is great, you know. I think we're gonna probably concentrate on doing a little bit of recording over next 2 months or so. A little light on gigs, you know. We're trying to keep the gigs to I don't want to say meaningful, but the gigs that aren't like Tuesday night, you know, having to drag people out on Tuesday night and not do too many, or people get tired of them. Oh, we played the Wonder Bar the other night, and that was an unmitigated disaster. I got kicked out. I've been kicked off that stage for like 6 times. I think this time by the time I got in the back room, I got kicked out. But
again,
yeah. But I mean,
before you finish the gig or after?
No, after you finish the gig. I actually had all my stuff in my hand. The bouncer over there, he's a real D-wad. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna be respectful of the radio here, but he's a real. You know, he's a real pile driver, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm a fat old guy. I got my amp in one hand, my two guitars in my other hand, looking for my jacket, sweating. Like I'm the choice is my jacket or a defibrillator. And there's 15 people back there, like it's a soiree. It's like an F. Scott Fitzgerald novel, talking and sipping their, you know, with their linenware and their tulips. And the guy comes to me and goes, "You gotta get out. You're done playing. You gotta get out." I said, "Come on, buddy, give me a break. I'm looking for my jacket." Because they gotta go. I said, and I explode on him. I said, "This is why they all call you a D-Wad around here, dude." So I found him back, and he says, "You know, we're off course here." The point was, you know, but I don't want to disparage the event because it was a short alternative event. And what Billy O'Brien's got going on down there really is really good. Billy's got it out of control on Tuesdays. He really has a focused effort. But I will say that it's a twofold thing. He brings the people in, but he's got no stage management there, and he's got no the sound guy was busy picking up chicks instead of working the board. And when it's just a three piece like this, you know, So it left me with a little bit of a bad taste, man. But I am willing to offer up to Billy. I'm trying to get a hold of him to tell him, look, I'll come manage your stage for you on Tuesday nights because I believe in what he's doing over there. $2 nights and
he's really Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesdays at the Wonder Bar.
I think he's branching out to Langos to Lunch, too, I think.
Yeah, and the Watermark. Yep. So he's had some good shows. He had, who was it, Brick and Mortar at Watermark the other night.
I've been wanting to see forever.
Yeah.
Lots of good things about them.
Yeah, these guys bring some good shows. And actually, we've got our buddy Trevor sitting here. I think Trevor's going to be playing a show with us, Cymbals Eat Guitars, coming up in a couple months, right?
Wait, what?
Never mind, I'm sorry. I'm so terrible, I'm sorry. Anyway, the point is Billy's didn't really work out, so I want to make it clear that while I'm bitching about it, and I will continue to bitch about his specific incidents, overall, it's a good thing happened there.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and then we did have some stuff lined up for this month coming up, and then they got moved.
April, we got it at the
Control
Lousy Land.
Yeah, we have a benefit at Lousy Land.
Oh, excellent.
What was that? Is it breast cancer awareness? Or?
Yeah, it's a benefit for the homeless. I don't have the name of the charity in my mind now, but that's April 24th.
That's like an institution down
at Lousy Land.
Yep.
That's like 2 in the afternoon that starts.
Extra Zinc, which are Pete and Tony's other band.
Late Night, my other band.
Late Night, Tony's other band. Tony's got more bands than I got fingers. Ultra Torque, Pete's on their other band.
Oh, man.
You're in that band? That's why you look so familiar.
Yeah, people know that band.
Somebody recognized me from Ultra Torque. That is the biggest shock ever. But that's good.
It's not easy to stand apart from the sweet drums that Andy has.
You guys were working hard this past fall.
Yeah, we were. We took a break. We're a surf rock band. You don't play in the winter. It's ridiculous.
But also this month coming up, we actually have a benefit actually at the end of March 27th for Shane Meal from
Future Kings of Nowhere.
Future Kings of Nowhere. He's there's Alma Lazla from BlowUpRadio.com put together a benefit, 51 tracks, local bands, Montana to Mouth to Mouth, non-local bands like the English Beat,
Keith Minaccio,
yep. My heterosexual life mate, which we're kind of exchanged right now, but I still love the guy. They're one of the best songs. Actually, he sent me a text before to ask you why you're not playing his CD.
It's in the rack.
Oh, it's in the rack. Oh, you hear that, Keith? I know he's listening. He'll probably call in. Last time he was on a radio show, I called in. Me and my buddy called in mercilessly and just busted his chops. But 51 cuts. Downloadable from iTunes. There's a benefit actually tomorrow at Champions and our Championship Bar in Trenton with some bands. And then 27th is going to be an acoustic extravaganza. Me, Pete, and Montaigne in the mouth go on back to back to back.
Joe Jack Talcum
from Dead Milkman. Yeah, so that show starts at 7:30. That's Buddy's Tavern.
Buddy's Tavern, 277 Johnson's Lane.
Okay, you got that stuff down, right?
Yeah, man. Dude, Buddy's, man. I got like 10 gigs of Buddy's this next
month. Yeah, well, you know, Lazlo loves you guys, man. Lazlo loves us, actually.
Loves good. Yeah, we had a good show the other night. That was fun.
And don't forget Friday.
Friday at the Brighton. We have one drop from the sky today. The 12th. Hey, I'm calling these promoters. I'm like, look, I'm going on a radio show. I knew it was going to be this hard to book gigs. We did have some gigs booked for March, but I would have. Usually, I don't like to go out unless we're promoting something, you know, have something to promote. But at the Brighton Bar, the one and only Brighton Bar, the home of original music, or so the marquee says. you know, yeah. The home of original equipment. Anyway, don't even get me started on. We call that the one direct box house, but anyway, so we don't know who we're playing. I think we might be playing with the Uglies. I'm not sure. I mean, there's political chaos at the Brighton. So if nothing else, it's good to come for that. Come to the Brighton and ask Jack how Greg Maclino's doing. That's the best entertainment your dollar will buy. Okay, I guarantee that.
True.
It's true. Jack, he still looks like high enough to kick some ass, I think.
Yeah.
So we're playing Friday night. I'm not sure who else is on the bill.
We're playing that gig at the court.
No, we're not playing that gig. We're playing some undisclosed tour number 3 when Monty Hall comes back from the grave.
Okay.
So I guess that's pretty well. We got Milazzo's birthday party, which was a gig that we had coming up this month that got moved out. So that's May 15th. We're going to focus on me and Pete probably going to get together. I've got a place now that I'm local to where Pete's at and do a little more writing and try to record some stuff. Definitely while it's still fresh. Yeah. You know, we're looking to do the first. I've always been a firm believer that an album should be House of the Holy and live should be like Song Remains the Same, but this band here is a little bit different. I think that we did some cuts just to try and get a gig at an unnamed Asbury establishment, which is the only one that wasn't named in those big three establishments. But anyway, it's a place I played for decades, but I still got to submit music. Anyway, the point is that it came out so well just doing a live rehearsal that I think that that's the way for us to go right now. We've got to definitely have our bristling energy. Anytime we've laid it on somebody, they definitely have the response.
Those songs are available?
Yeah, those songs are available at www.myspace.com, the Filthy 3 with the numeral 3, not the Roman numeral 3, the Arabic numeral 3. And there's that. And, we did a lot of the first two practices we got together, we basically just played for 90 minutes each and recorded it. There's one up there called Torn Rotator because I had a really bad rotator cuff. It's about like an 8-minute improvised jam. And someday we're going to go back and farm those riffs. But there's some good stuff up there. So befriend us. I think we check in every 2 months or so.
I was in there the other day.
Yeah.
There
so,
we go.
I guess it's fine. There's
some music up there to get started with, though.
Yeah, no. There's and everything's available for download. I mean, right now I'm not big on selling anything. Take it. It's there. Yeah. Just put us up a Facebook page.
Not there yet.
Yeah, nah. I'm resistant. Facebook is like an invasion of privacy. It's Andy Warhol gone mad. Everybody's 15 minutes of stardom is megalomania to the max. It's I don't care what your cat's poop looks like, dude. Just clean it up, you know?
Just clean it up, man. Please.
Yeah, our artwork is renowned the world over. That's right. Yeah, I've had more banned and stolen posters than you'd believe. Anyway. So, well, yeah, I think the list should be relatively complete.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Can we play Torn Rotator?
Yeah, sure. It's an 8-minute improvised song, yeah. So you'll hear me talking about Torn Rotator coming at the end, but sure, why not?
All
right. This is actually from the very first practice we had. Probably the second thing we did.
Very improv, right?
Yeah, very improv. You'll hear it. It's definitely an improv.
All right, here it is.
Basement Lickin'. We'll be right back.
That's what she said. Three times burned, three times left for dead. Are you the one with a miracle cure? Or just another one foot out the door? So, are you Superman? A white knight, a one-man band? You're gonna save the world for me? Do I seem helpless? Like a pity baby bird. Think you can have me with some well-placed words? My tower guards are sharpshooters. To retreat or to pursue, I try to break down her barriers. Do I push on through? You mentioned once about the shortcut side. Just so you know, the easiest way is fine. She said no. I need to see your colors, so flip the switch and shine, and light up my room for me. 'Cause it's dark, the blinds have been closed for some time, so kick them open wide, and speak in honest key. I can try, but I best step with caution, because you scare me like the ocean, and I'm not a strong swimmer. You should know I'm not some kind of fixer, a hero or a healer. I'm just a bad mistake repeater. But if you tell your army to stand down, I might stick around. You lay your head down, and I won't make a sound.
Not Adam Durowitz, not the lawyer from Channel 9, Jerry Springer.
Exactly.
The injury lawyer.
I wish you said the cowboy hat.
I wish you said that on the air. All right. We'll happily guess him.
Yeah. Yeah, so what were we just talking about?
What were we just talking about?
Keith Minaccio's that we just heard.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Keith's got a CD. Well, we'll pimp Keith's CD.
Keith's got a CD release party
this Friday, opposing our gig. So we're probably going to play at the Brighton and leave. That's going to make Jack real happy. No. Jack's not listening, and Keith is, I'm sure. So anyway.
Where's Keith playing?
I don't know. Down Snacks. One of those Plan B or Snacks. It's one of those. Snacks. You can't miss it. It'll be where the line's queued up, like people waiting for free jugs.
Gotcha.
And for the commitments here. So the commitments where the guy's like, what are you doing online here? What instrument you play? None. I thought there were drugs. Did you have drugs? But he's got Melissa Anthony on the bill. Melissa Anthony's worth mentioning in any interview. She's really, she's like 18 years old, and that girl can really write. Her first song was about she wrote when she was 16 years old, and she wrote about a mother leaving her son at Walmart so she could run off with her lover. That's an intense tune for a 16-year-old. That's my kind of song.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it's disturbing. So anyway, that should be a really good show. Not as good as our show, of course, because we'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll probably roll over there afterwards. And, I guess we're out of things to talk about. I mean, I'm never out of things to talk about.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, you guys have any other shows you got before you want to promote?
Yeah, go for it.
Any other bands?
April 29th, the Core Tavern, late night. Shannon and Elizabeth Perez from Strange Things Done. Mm-hmm. Me and Joey and
Joey Popamise?
Yeah. Joey Ditchout.
Joey's like something out of David and Goliath. Don't you agree?
What else?
He's like possessed.
Everything.
We have a show?
At a Lousy Land with us.
Oh, yeah. Last year thing playing at Lousy Land, Lousy Palooza, April 24th.
Anything else to talk?
Oh, yeah. What do you call it? I'm going to be filling in drums for
Dan Sex Zombies.
With the Sex Zombies on St. Patrick's Day at the Lanes.
Nice.
St. Patrick's Day.
Come down and get green.
Yeah. And Sex Zombies, you know, always, they've been to a couple shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Montaigne and Mouth to Mouth also. Let's throw a shout out to Jay. I love Jay. And
they're playing tomorrow night.
Jay comes to shows and brings people. He's playing tomorrow night at the Brighton.
Yeah, Cats Are Everywhere.
With Cats Are Everywhere, mm-hmm. And which is a pretty good band, and some other band of, I don't know. Anyway, so I think the Island of Misfit Toys is the other band. Island of Misfit Toys Water, I think it's called. Anyway, I'm not sure because I've never seen any of them at our gigs. So, and then Jay's also playing next Tuesday at the Wonder Bar with Mike, or non-Mike. Anyway, but Jay comes out and supports. Jay comes out and supports a lot, so definitely got to give props.
I'd like to promote my non-appearance at that show.
Right, we have Mike on here.
I know.
Although I'm on.
Which one? At the Brighton, at the Wonder Bar.
The Wonder Bar. I was gonna play it up until like 20 seconds ago.
Yeah. No, he's been
made all the flyers and posters. So I was like, whoops.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what happens. That's what happens when somebody else is spreading a word for you.
Yeah, I have a non-official booking.
Right, no, he's an unbooking agent, actually. Yeah. He's a debooker.
He just had to unbook me off that show, so...
This is Mike, everyone. The infamous Mike Hahn. So, yeah. So I guess that's about it. That's what's happening in the community. I mean, we're very community-oriented, too, so... I mean,
that's what the show's all about.
Yeah, yeah, Jay shows up with four or five people. He's got a new band actually happening with Jason Whitman and... some other guy who's never come to a show. and Johnny Laylaw, the door guy from the Lanes, who's a great, great guy.
Yeah.
You know, this is the year of bringing back heavy music. I think everybody's done with the unicorn-killing, shoegazing, scarf-wearing trend. That's just, Brian Wilson melodies are great, but, you know, it's like anything else, man.
Enough is enough.
Right. It's reached a disco epidemic, a pandemic, if you will, you know.
So what was I reading? Someone was like, writing about something else. They said, yeah, champagne is nice, but sometimes you need a shot of whiskey every once in a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. It
never goes out of style. You know what? You can spill whiskey in your jacket.
Who's thirsty? <I know.
laughs> You can spill whiskey in your jacket sleeve and still drink it a week later.
Yeah.
So, you know, no, seriously, though. I mean, that's what we're kind of doing here is just trying to, we just said, hey, we want to play heavy, and we look around, there's a couple other bands doing the same thing, and so it's good to know that, you're not alone doing it, but not that you really care. Being heads down is really what's about, you know. But when everybody gets together and you find out everybody's tired of the same thing, it really, that's when things can start to actually change. Yeah. Trevor, you got anything to say? You're smiling over there. Hey, Mike.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So I guess another, thank you guys for coming up tonight.
Thanks for having us on, man. I really appreciate you, Jared. You know, it's definitely great. You know, we were supposed to play tomorrow night, actually. Me and Jared are playing the band together, Measles and Mumps. And I guess Chucky can't make it, or...
No, it's my fault this time.
Okay, yeah.
I have to work.
Last show was pretty good, actually. Jack was like, ready to make love to me in the corner for my keyboard parts, which I thought was great. He's like, you know, everything I thought, you telegraphed. It was right there. Yeah. I couldn't get out of the place. No. You know, sometimes it's worth it just to suck so you can get out of there. Anyway,
well, we have not that, but I want to play more with this band.
Actually, it was my favorite Jacko, but that's why I joined. I begged Jacko and Jay and all those guys to join it, and everybody was like, "Well, we don't care. You got to ask Jacko. He's the one who don't like people." And he's like, "Oh, that's your piano. Okay, that could work." So, it is actually my favorite Jacko. It's got you and Chucky bring a definitely different flavor than the typical cast of. Characters over there, and there's anything wrong with the typical cast characters. It's what makes the Brighton what it is.
Exactly.
I mean, let me tell you, if it's much busting Jacko's balls, none of us would be here without Jacko.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When the days of the cafe pier and
so long.
Yeah.
Stable.
Yeah, and like from day one, like when I started going to the Brighton, he's like, always, every time I'm there, "Are you in a band yet?"
Finally.
From day one.
Yeah.
And he's, and again, you know, like the bust his balls, but or bust his chops, but he is he lets anybody come up and play, man, and but he will be the first one to call somebody on the craft too, as he sees it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's in terms of
me that stunk up the bar. Like,
Well, I'm in there with Jeremy a couple weeks ago, and you know we're having a good time, and I walk in and I turn around and he's like, "Who brought Jeremy? He smells like puke." People are complaining. Meanwhile, Steve from the Loose Roosters is puking into a bucket on the stage. We didn't find out until a couple days later, and you know it's just like, well, you gotta get rid of it, right? Because from it was at the Weasels and Mumps show actually. That night where Steve was out. Somebody said, Steve was puking on stage on that. I was like, Trevor, that wasn't you. I know it wasn't you. We got out of the car. It was like going to the court the other night. Get out of my car.
Oh, man.
Walk into the court tavern, and in the corner of the court tavern, I swear either somebody died or buried or crapped or peed or spilled some bad meat or something was growing as succubus in that corner over there. By now, I'd like to chill out by that little open window there downstairs, and you know, I had a couple of baddies coming over. Tim Wonka was like, "Hey, anyway, go smoke some." What the hell happened over here? My thing is saying to Trevor, "Did that go stink? What's going on?"
I was just in the car with the dude for an hour. I don't think that's him, you know?
The best part, though, was I told this ridiculous story how Joe Harvard once accused me of crapping my pants in front of a million people in the back room of the Wonder Bar. It was just a really vindictive thing he did to me. And it turned out that Kim Nacho stepped in some crap. I'm telling you, so I had a complex for a little while, taking 8 showers before I'm like hanging out with Rachel. "Do I smell?" She's like, "No, that's just Joe. He's a douche." Douches up there.
Right? No, they say that on TV now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
just for the supermarket aisle anymore. So, but the best part was get out of the car. Trevor's like, "We smell something foul outside the car." And then we get in the court, and something in the corner definitely stunk. And people were coming over, and they all, you know, a bunch of people thought it was me. Trevor defended me. Thank God Trevor was in the car with me. I was just
doing damage control.
He was.
It's not Mike.
It's not Mike. Mike, don't stink. Well, Mike's got some feet issues sometimes. That's the bagels, man. I always keep scallion and cream cheese on. I need cream cheese with. This feels so soothing between the toes. Hey, man, my mother was a Hessian. What can I say? Anyway, so I guess that wraps up this hour of the community catch up.
Yeah, for more fun adventures.
Yeah, we can go on forever,
let's leave on a high note.
Yeah, yeah, we're casually cursing now, so just go.
Yeah, one more time. How can people get in contact with you?
The Filthy Three, www.myspace.com. The Filthy Three, all one word, with the numeral at the end, no spaces.
Or come see us Friday at the Brighton.
Right, or send out the bat signal, the filth signal. easily adapted to any flashlight, much like a flashlight. It's, you know, that's the market. It's, you know, the sliced bread was not neither knives or bread were neither new. It was the combination of technology. So that's all I'm saying.
We're going to leave it. That's pretty easy. We got to let that soak in.
Yeah. Put that in your college cap.
Exactly. Put that on that cardboard thing you're wearing on your head. That $20,000 a year cardboard. How much is college now?
More than that.
That's the books.
It's a university.
It's still just a university, right?
Okay, that money pays for our football team.
Yay.
Woohoo. Hey, man.
We play Torn Rotator here. You play Diesel Down Hiding Zeros Live. What about These Are the Days?
These Are the Days we played that actually. We have very few cuts. Those are our.
Was the other one?
Juan is, but that's not. He's looking for something to play that we don't have. Actually, why don't you play an extra song? All
right.
Extra Zank.
All
right.
TheExtras.net.
Yeah,
that's right. That's how efficient we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Extras, Inc.
Usually somebody has theextras.com, they don't do anything with it, though. It's filthy bastard.
Extras.net is much more cool, though.
Thank you.
What songs you got up there?
Yeah, we got that. Dear You, Locked Away, Ben Is Wasted, Falcon Girl.
What else? Keep going. Beat Today up there? Why don't you play that?
That's all up there.
Really? Yeah. Really? Who took that down?
Keep going.
Is Skiss up there on the dirty?
Play Things I Don't Know then.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. Goes out to Shannon.
Can I take that down? That would be dumb.
All right, here we go. Shit.
I've seen things lost in the translation. Seen them lost in space, lost in illumination. This doesn't change the way I feel. All it changes is the list of things that I don't know. Yeah, things that I don't know. Yeah, things that
Feedback.
Whoa.
Yeah, here's the problem. See, we don't know yet.
What?
We don't know yet about next Friday.
Well, next Friday's going to be epic regardless.
Yes, it will.
No matter what time, it is going to be epic.
Exactly.
We will see to it that there will be epicness indeed.
There's lots of there's always lots of epicness.
Well, yes, yeah, WRSU.
But next Friday, I think you're right. I think even more so.
Well, tell us, what do you have planned? Because I've got plans. My plans are more important. You want to fight? You want to take us outside? Instead, I'm just going to be awkward because it's too hot in here.
Well, we have the flare-ups.
The flare-ups?
You have a band, too.
I have a band, too.
What band do you have?
Dystrophy. They are awesome.
And they are playing live. Yes?
No.
Maybe?
No. Unless you want them to.
I want them to.
Okay, then. We might have...
I want bands to play live here. That's why it's here.
Okay, well, can you assist with such things?
Yes!
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 No.
Yes! What are we shouting about?
Live music.
Yes!
Okay.
And good time was had by all.
Yes, as always.
Yeah, it's WRSU.
That's right.
And so yeah, Dystrophy, they is awesome.
Yes.
They is awesome.
Is awesome.
They is awesome. I has pronouns and correct verb conjugations.
Only is awesome, never not were awesome.
No, they were not awesome. They are awesome currently, but will not be awesome in the future, only at this present
just at
moment.
This
They're point. Actually playing right now at the Court Tavern.
Is that right?
Why are we not there?
Wow.
Because here.
Oh, yeah. You're here doing radio and they're at...
No tautologies.
Yes.
What?
A tautology is a statement that's necessarily true.
Wow. I'm being schooled.
You've been schooled.
But if you're looking for Dystrophy, they're at the Court Tavern, and that's the last real looking building in New Brunswick.
Yes.
Which reminds me, April 30th, State Theater. Let me turn your talky thing on.
Yes, April 30th.
Patty Smith.
Fact, there was an article in the Targum.
Was it really?
Bugrat. What?
Yes. Ah. About the Court Tavern and the benefit.
Yes.
Which is going down April 30th at the State Theater.
To raise, tell us more.
Money for the Court Tavern. Because it's one of the last live
That's right.
venues we have here.
Yeah, and the city of New Brunswick has been cruel and unfair to the cruel but fair Court Tavern.
Correct. Oh, what's going on with that movie now?
Well, as of a couple days ago, Stu posted the clip of the Stunkhawks,
which is
from April of 2009, and it was the show I was freaking out about to him at the I saw him at the Court last week before I came up here, and I was asking him, was this the show where I had to stop them playing mid-song because a cable fell out, which is that show exactly.
Okay, I have to look at that again.
Well, no, the song he posted, that we had no problems with, but there was another song from that session.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Where we lost the right channel.
Okay.
Mid-song, so I'm running around doing the making weird hand motions and professional radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the clip that is online, which, by the way, is at youtube.com/cruelbutfairmovie.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Facebook thing page of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I get metal hands.
No, I'm looking for something, and I'm frustrated.
What are you looking for?
The cabaret thingy. It's under comps, isn't it? I'm going to play the burning song!
I think it is. It should be under comps.
It's not under comps?
C! Should it be under C for cabaret?
Oh, no, that's it. It's E for electric, I think.
Ooh!
I guess.
Hector?
I don't know.
Oh,
is that it?
That's an excellent album. I don't think that's what
that's
she's looking
it, but,
for.
But...
British free crap.
Okay.
Yes.
This is exciting radio.
Yes.
I'm gonna go eat my sandwich. I'll
Twisted
be back.
Cabaret.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, Twisted Cabaret.
Twisted.
All right. Well, you know what to play. The first one. After we're done with this ridiculous talk of a bob.
That's right. On the 2 hours dedicated to nothing
but local music,
overnight sensations on WRSU FM, New Brunswick, New Jersey. New music. You're Jeff, you're Susan, you're Lisa, I'm Jared, flare-ups next week, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.